This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 12th of September 2021. And this week is the contesting edition, and we'll talk about amateur radio contesting and tell you about contests that are coming up soon. Today we have a wrap by Ed DD5LP / VK2JI on last week's Portable Operations Challenge contest, and a bit of a mumble from myself on my efforts in the same event, and a few other remarks about contests and where they could fit into your amateur radio life. News West is compiled by WA Amateur Radio News and is the amateur radio news program for Western Australian amateurs. You can listen to News West on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how.
Heck, we're around to another contest edition of News West already. Then I have a question for the listeners. Did you take the challenge? What the heck am I talking about? Well, the Portable Operations Challenge happened last weekend on 4th and 5th of September, and I'm hoping lots of you took time to get on the air during Session 1 of the contest. Session 1 is the section that Bob, VK6POP, will be scanning through the results when published to find the News West rankings for the VK6 operators. Well, before any results can be worked out, the logs need to be sent in. Even if you only had a couple of contacts, send the log in anyway. Remember, you have to be in it to be listed. If you used Mike VK3AVV's VK Contest Logger or N1MM Plus to log your contacts, simply dump them out as a Cabrillo file and send it off to fmhpoc@gmail.com. Toot sweet. If you didn't use a logging program during the contest, you can still use VKCL to create the required file, as it has a mode to allow that. So, what do I think was good and what was not so good about the POC? Did it live up to its aim of providing a level playing field? I think we over-advertised the contest, as the propagation gods got wind of it, and the best DX conditions for me here in Europe were after each session finished. Okay, I got lucky at the very end of session 2 bagging a Japanese station with my 20 watts of sideband and a wire antenna, but that was the exception. There were other contests taking place that made it hard to find a free spot to call on, especially when running low power. But what the contest has reminded me is that you can get DX with low power and a simple antenna. Solar Cycle 25 is powering up now, and we are heading towards easier worldwide contacts. In session 1, I found a frequency and called CQ and had several relaxed, very non-contest-like QSOs. Session 2, however, when both the All Asia and the IARU Region 1 field day had kicked off, was bedlam, and the only way to operate was search and pounce. Session 3, which was very early morning here, was a total washout for me, but of course, in other parts of the world, it could have been completely different. So, if you did take up the challenge, what did you find? Was it fun or just a pain? Why not send a report into News West and let others know what you think? Then in a few weeks' time, the scores should have been validated and tallied, and we'll see how the VK6 stations fared against each other. As for the question as to whether the contest was fair between the QRO superstations, the QRP portable stations, and everything in between, we'll have to wait for the results to see whether the POC delivered. The superstations appear to have been absent in both Europe and Australia. I wonder whether they showed up to the party in North America. Did they rise to the challenge? 73 from Ed, DD5LP, VK2JI.
G'day, this is Mark Bosmer, VK6QI and VK2KI from the PL Amateur Radio Group in Mandurah, WA. So the PL Amateur Radio Group has been encouraging its newer members to learn the art of CW and for us oldies to rekindle what's probably a lost skill. So our living legend, Tony, VK6DQ, has been running CW training sessions each night at 7pm on 146550 FM, in the Mandurah area, and to encourage members to give it a go, we're running on-air CW exchange nights on 80 metres. So in conjunction with this, we've also run two slow CW contests on 80 metres so far this year. So we're pleased to announce that the next slow CW event will be held on Saturday, September 18th, and will be open to all amateurs and shortwave listeners. In the first two trial events, the PL Amateur Radio Group encouraged non-members to join the fun by working PARG members. But for the next event, we've gone all out and made it a national event open to all in the Oceania region. Exchanges with any station will earn points with extra multipliers for contact with PARG members, portables and so on. And for those in Eastern Australia, we'll have at least one PARG member station operating if conditions at the time don't favour the long haul to WA. The aim of the PARG-friendly Slow CW Powwow is to encourage amateurs to find and dust off their Morse keys to learn how easy friendly CW exchanges can be, and mostly to have a bit of fun. So if you're interested in giving this old mode a go, this is a great opportunity. The event will by no means be a competition. It's all about encouraging us onto 80 metres for some fun by trying to successfully exchange signal reports slowly and with lots of repeats. So if you feel that your Morse might not be up to speed though, or if you can't find your Morse key, you could even enter as an SWL. So the details are available on the Peel Amateur Radio Group website, www.parg.org.au. That's www.parg.org.au. And then just click on What's New and follow the link to the Slow CW Powwow. There's also a set of handy-dandy hints for those who are new to the mode or, like me, have forgotten how. So the Slow CW Powwow will be held on a portion of 80 metres on Saturday, September the 18th, between 1100 UTC and 1300 UTC. So that's 2100 to 2300 hours Eastern Australian time, or 1900 to 2100 hours WA time. That's 7 p.m. to 9 p.m, folks. The event will be in half-hour blocks, so there'll be plenty of opportunity for repeat contacts and more fun. So please give it a go, no matter how bad you think you are. It's all about having a go and having some fun. So cheers from David Millett, the Secretary of the Peel Amateur Radio Group, VK6FAAZ, and me, Mark Bosmer, VK2KI and VK6QI, for the Peel Amateur Radio Group.
Are you a RITI enthusiast or just setting out in this mode? RITI stands for Radio Teletype. It's an interesting mode to use, and RITI can often be worked when phone simply won't do. The CQ Worldwide RITI DX contest is held each year on the last weekend of September. The contest draws over 15,000 participants, and over 3,600 logs are submitted from around the world. The CQ Worldwide RITI contest is on the weekend of 25th and 26th September, and it starts at 00 GMT Saturday and ends at 23:59 GMT on Sunday. Even if you're remotely interested in RITI, it's worth a go, mainly because on these international contest weekends, you know that there will be someone on air making a noise. Check out the website, www.ritti.com, for the rules and other information about this contest. Again, cqwwrtty.com.
I reckon there may be a lot of amateurs, both new to the hobby and those that have been around since Adam got his license, who've never entered an amateur radio contest. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't think it's either, because amateur radio is such a broad hobby, embracing a huge, expanding range of activities and interest, that every amateur couldn't possibly do the lot. Having said that, however, there's something to be said for some aspects of the hobby that we could probably pay a bit of attention to. And because this is in the contesting edition of News West, you're probably thinking, ah, here he goes again. He's going to tell us what to do ourselves a favour and get into contesting. Well, maybe, but perhaps not in the way you're thinking. I see a stream of newcomers to the hobby, a handful a month here in Western Australia, and that's great to see. And I'd like to see them try out a few aspects of the hobby that will cement what they've learnt at amateur radio school and develop their practical skills. I also see older hams who have put the gear away into a cupboard several years ago and have decided to resurrect their amateur radio station. That's fantastic and welcome back. However, some are a bit bewildered. Things seem a little different. The bands that played in a decade or more ago are now silent. People have moved elsewhere in the band. Some of the familiar voices are no longer to be heard. So let's talk about contesting. How can contesting help newcomers and resurrectees? Contests are a good way to brush up on your on-air skills, calling CQ, sorting out the pile-up, getting your microphone voice back in tune, and getting your ears accustomed to sorting out the signal from the noise. Contests are a good test for your station. For instance, your antenna might be a bit dicey and in need of tweaking if you're not working anyone and the bloke down the road is going flat out. If other stations are having problems understanding your audio, is that because your mic gain, compressor, or mic and voice tech need some adjustments? So you can see there's a lot you can learn and sort out by engaging in a contest. Perhaps, if you haven't considered it before, you could now. There's no rule saying that you have to continue with contesting, but if you have a go, you might discover something you like.
Well, here's another thought about contesting. Last weekend, when I made zero contacts in the Portable Operations Challenge, I did a lot of calling and lots more listening around the bands. What occurred to me during that tedious 4 hours was that there were lots of people on air from around the globe. I doubt if there's anyone around now who could realistically cry, "The bands are dead," because in reality, the bands aren't dead, and far from it. There were at least two other international contests on the same weekend, and sometimes it was difficult to find a clear space within some bands to call CQ. It was my bad luck to be able to hear all these contesters, but none of them were working the contest that I was interested in. Luck of the draw, I suppose. I do know that there were other Aussies doing the Portable Operations Challenge. I just didn't catch them, or anyone else for that matter. But I'm not here to complain about a zero result. I'm here to point out the usefulness of contests, even to a non-contester. Contests are useful because sometimes when you think the bands are dead, it's simply because there's nobody on air, or more accurately, there's nobody on the bands where you might reasonably expect to hear stations. On almost any international contest weekend, you can tune around the bands and hear where the DX is coming from. By listening to the contests, you can learn where the DX comes from and on which bands and at which time of day. And if you have an antenna that you can turn around and point towards various directions, you can learn when it's long path or short path that you're hearing. You can learn so much just by listening.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
The historic Oceania DX, or the OCDX contest, is one of the longest running contests on the amateur radio calendar. It's an annual competition between radio amateurs to make contacts on the HF bands, specifically DX contacts with stations in Oceania. From the mid-1930s until the end of the millennium, the contest was known variously as the VKDX contest and the VKZL contest. It was renamed the Oceania DX contest in 2000 in recognition of increased participation from the entire Oceania region. Aside from Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia and Hawaiian hams, contestants from many of the rarer Pacific Islands get on the air for the contest, making this an excellent opportunity for DXing. Some intrepid contesters plan trips to the islands to coincide with the OCDX because they know that DXers will be beaming this way. In the latter half of the 20th century, the WIA and NZART took turns to manage the contest each year. Concerns in 2000 about waning participation led to the establishment of a combined Oceania DX contest committee comprising VK and ZL contesters. The joint management committee, coupled with more stable rules and increased global promotion of the event, has led to a year-on-year growth in participation. You can help exploit the legacy of this historic content by spreading the word amongst the DX and contest communities, through your local clubs, and most of all, getting on the air during the first two full weekends of October. The SSB contest is on October 2nd and 3rd, and the CW contest the following weekend. The website for the OCDX contest is oceaniacontest.com, or simply search for Oceania DX contest.
Next week, News West will focus on the history of amateur radio, preferably in Western Australia. However, stories from elsewhere are sometimes inserted because they are interesting. Here at News West, we use material from the scanned copies of Amateur Radio Magazine on Will's website and newspaper items at the National Library of Australia's Trove website. While News West will tap into some of this material, the stories would have far more value if written up by someone who was there at the time. Or, better still, to be recorded by someone who was there would be fantastic. The history of amateur radio in WA belongs to all of us, and belongs least of all to News West and WA Amateur Radio News. Our job is to report the news, not to own it. So folks, clubs, amateurs, where were you when, mutter mutter mumble mumble, happened? How about at least writing the story? There's a lot to be told, and there's no better person to tell the tale than those who were there. The deadline for contributions is noon Friday, and earlier is better if you want us to record it. But how about having a go at recording it yourself? People get good results with smartphones these days. An important aspect of making good recording is to eliminate, or at least reduce, background noise. Try recording under the doona, or in a wardrobe. Really. If you're not confident to editing your recording, send the raw product to us, and we'll cut out your ums, ers, and bloopers. We're good at that because we, make tons of them ourselves. So how about it? You can contact the News West team by email newswest@vk6.net.
The Perth Tech raffle ticket sales will remain open until the day of Perth Tech, closing at 11 a.m. on the 23rd of October, that's at Perth Tech, and it will be drawn at 1 p.m. Thanks to those who have already bought tickets, and if you're still getting around to it, that's fine. When you're ready, just pop on over to the vk6.net website and click on the link. And while you're there, you can reserve your place at Perth Tech. Again, just follow the link at vk6.net. Now, do you like what you hear on News West? We try to cover items of interest, however, we're very short of contributors. I'd personally like to see a broader range of views included in News West. At present, apart from the club focus efforts from clubs and a couple of other contributors, almost all of the pieces that contain some sort of opinion or report on something are written by me, and I'm Bob VK6POP, so you get my take on almost everything, and only my take. I'd like to think I'm always right about everything, but I doubt that that is so. Even if I'm sort of right, there may be an angle that I missed or an aspect that I didn't think about. It would be really good to hear someone else's point of view sometimes, or better still, someone else's point of view frequently. You know what comes next. I'm seeking a person or persons willing to write and preferably record items of news and analysis relating to amateur radio, and especially amateur radio in WA. The beauty of this project is that you can do it in the comfort of your own home, in a plain brown wrapper. No, that's something else. The thing is, you can turn out a pretty good product with a minimum of equipment. You don't need a recording studio. None of us have one. You can get a good result using a smartphone. So please do give it some serious thought. Remember when we were taught composition at school and wondered why the heck they are doing it to us? It was all to prepare you for becoming a regular contributor to News West. Really, I wouldn't lie to you. Let's remind you about the broadcast times for News West. There was a query recently about missing the 6 p.m. broadcast. Well, you'd wait a long time for a 6 p.m. broadcast because there isn't one. So let's just go through the times. Your news listening day begins at 0600, 6 a.m. Western Standard Time on 1845 kilohertz. That's 160 metres. And repeated again on the same band, same frequency, at 7 a.m. with Phil VK6GX on the button. And at 7 a.m. it's Neil VK6NSB on 3.620 megahertz. And at 8 a.m. it's Chris VK6JI on 7.088 megahertz. The main broadcast on the Link Repeater Network, originating on VK6RAP, is at 0900 9am Western Standard Time with Mark VK6USB at the helm and relayed via VK6RNC by Eddie VK6YankeeAlpha on 3.582 MHz and 14.130 MHz. Then at the other end of the day, we've got Mark back at 7pm on the Link Repeater Network, and there's a simultaneous broadcast by myself, VK6POP, operating as VK6ARN on 3.620 MHz. All broadcasts are followed by callbacks, and you're encouraged to make your callback or jump online at vk6.net to record yours there. If that mini on-air broadcast don't work for you, we're also on podcast and downloadable as an MP3 from vk6.net. With all those options available, if you didn't hear News West, you probably didn't want to.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
We've already told you about the CQWW Ritty contest, and also coming up is the CQWW single sideband contest on October 30 and 31. This contest shares the same background story as the Ritty and CW contests. There may be slight variations on the rules, so you need to visit the website to check them out. The website is cqww.com. Again, cqww.com.
The QRP Hours Contest runs from time to time during the year. It is named because of the way it is structured, with 1 hour dedicated to CW and digital modes, followed by 1 hour of SSB. The QRP Hours Contest varies throughout the year, operating with slightly different conditions, predominantly what bands are permitted, conditions permitting. The next QRP Hours Contest has been scheduled for the 17th of October 2021, starting at 0400 UTC, which is noon in Western Australia, with the CW section and the SSB section 1 hour later at 0500 UTC, that's 1pm in Perth. The contest ends at 2pm Perth time, and this one will be a single band, 40 metres. This contest is sponsored by the CW Operators QRP Club. The aim of this contest is to make as many contacts as possible within 2 1-hour blocks. Whilst it's hoped that the event will be strongly supported by QRP Club members, it is open to all licensed amateurs. Output power, preferably 5 watts, but no more than 10 watts of carrier power. This is to stress the QRP nature of the event. The modes allowed are, in the first hour, CW and digital code, and the second hour, SSB and digital voice. The exchange is a 3-digit serial number starting at 001 and incrementing by 1 for each new contact. Those continuing from the first hour to the second in a new mode can continue to increment exchange numbers. There is no need to restart from 001 into the second block. The score is 1 point per contact. Any digital mode may be used, subject to the power being limited to 5 watts, and the mode being allowed by the operator's license. Modes such as FT8, FT4, PSK31, and RITI are the most likely to be used. Every digital contact must be initiated and controlled by the operator. No auto-sequencing is to be used. VK Contest Logger will handle this contest. Users of N1MN can retrieve a user-defined configuration from Alan VK4SN's website. Let's see how you go working QRP. It will test the metal of your antennas and your ears.
Over the past 3 weeks, we've advised you that Mark VK6USB is taking a couple of weeks off in October, and we've asked for someone to step in for Mark to do the broadcast on the Linked Repeater Network at 7am. And 7pm on those two Sundays. Well, I can tell you we've been totally underwhelmed with responses. At the time of recording, there hasn't been a whisper from anyone, not a dicky bird. At risk of sounding like a stuck gramophone record, this news broadcast belongs to amateurs of Western Australia, and if nobody puts their hand up to fill in for Mark, it simply won't happen. Mark will still go on his holiday, but the news broadcasts on the linked repeater network will go on holiday with him, unless someone commits. So, for Pete's sake, if you're toying with the idea of helping Mark out, please tell me or tell Mark. If you're not sure how to do the broadcast, you can be shown. It's not rocket science. Quite easy, really. So, someone, please give Mark a break and just do it. If I have to ask again next week, I might forget to be nice.
Good morning, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. Roy VK6X Ray Victor with this week's dose of helpline for the 12th of September 2021. Still looking for your help, please. Your indulgence, VK4 Bravo Bravo Graham, is still looking for military radios Papa Romeo Charlie 25 or maybe the Papa Romeo Charlie 77. Nostalgic value only from his days in Vietnam. If you can help Graham, please contact him. His email address is nationalnews@wia.org.au. Nationalnews, all one word, @wia.org.au. And Mark, VK6 Whiskey Victor, is still looking for a valve tester, something that can test low voltage tubes, the 1T4, the 1.5 filament tubes. If you can help him with that, a valve tester, please contact him. Telephone number is 0419 928 589. 0419 928 589. Next item wanted by Neil, VK6 November Sierra Bravo, our 80-meter relay broadcaster on 3620 at 6:30 in the morning to complete his suite of Kenwood radios. He's still looking for a TS830, and would you, if you'd like to part with it for not $1 million, please, you can contact Neil on his email, which is Kenwood 520 all one group and @hotmail.com. That's Kenwood 520 @hotmail.com. As you can see, he's a Kenwood fanatic. Next items we have for sale is Yaesu Fox Tango 107 mic, HF 10 meters through 160 meters. Comes with a Yankee mic 3/8 desk microphone, a Fox Vector 107 external VFO, handbooks, and also the AC and DC leads, all in near-perfect condition, $450 or nearest offer the lot. Also, at last reckoning, he had a Kenwood Tango Romeo 9000 2-meter all-mode transceiver. Comes with mounting bracket and handbook, good condition, $250 or nearest offer. And also a Kenwood Tango Sierra 811 Bravo 70-centimeter all-mode transceiver. Comes with a handbook, AC-DC leads in good condition, $350 nearest offer. And can contact Greg on 0417 900 874. Again, 0417 900 874, or email to greggarrett@westnet.com.au. That's Golf Romeo Echo Golf Golf Alpha Romeo Romeo Alpha Tango Tango @westnet.com.au. Next couple of items comes from Gavin. He has a Philips Fox Mic 92 and a Motorola Centrex radio. Both are programmed for the old 40-channel UHF frequencies and may need a bit of fixing, but $150 for the lot. Contact Gavin. His email address is golfcharliealphanovembergolfechomicindia@iinet.net.au. Golf Charlie Alpha November Golf Echo Mike India @iinet.net.au. And Barry still has an ATU. It's a Drake SM2000 2-kilowatt antenna tuning unit in good working condition. Has two ranges, 200 watts and 2000 watts, two antenna inputs or outputs. Asking price is $350. Contact Barry on his mobile 0428 959 771, 0428 959 771, and email to bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. And Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray, still has a number of items left in his clearance. Has a BWD 835 60 megahertz oscilloscope, a Wavetech 145 20 megahertz pulse generator, a Dick Smith step-down transformer, 100 meg digital storage oscilloscope, a Hewlett-Packard 5334 Alpha 100 meg universal counter, a Hewlett-Packard 5328A 12 GHz universal counter, and a HP 8594 9 kHz to 2.9 GHz spectrum analyzer, a Kenwood low-pass filter, an Emtron EAT300 antenna tuning unit, a Yaesu Mark 0 FT101 Zulu Delta. And contact Craig on 0418 923 257. 0418 923 257. That's Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray. And Anthony, VK6 Uniform Sierra, still may have a Yaesu Fox Tango 60 dual pan handheld, and also a Fox Tango 70 Delta, works well, no battery, and there's an antenna, a GP9, a GP15, and a Charlie Papa 62, all in good condition, and coaxial cable RG8 and RG213. Contact Anthony for those items, 0488-063-856, 0488-063-856. And that brings us to the end of the list for today. Thank you very much for listening. Any correspondence to be entered into next week to VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Victor Kilo 6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Until we meet again, 7-3 from me, 7-3 from him.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to the crew who put us and the other guys to air every week. And thanks to the news team this week, Roy, VK6XV, Jeff, VK6JEF, Mike, VK6KMS, and Andrew, VK6AS, for looking after bits and pieces. Thanks also to Ed for his piece. Next week we'll have Will's third instalment of the history of the Caterby repeater site, and some other interesting amateur radio history for you. So please hang around for callbacks, or jump onto VK6.net if you can't hang around. But whatever else you do, please just get on air and make some noise.